the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1356. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Marion. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, 564.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. The code 564 is a North American numbering plan code for the western state of Washington, including the city of Seattle. The area code 509 for the eastern side of the states is not included in the 564 overlay. The area code 564 was extended to other areas in the region, which included numbers from planning areas 206, 253, 360 and 425 when they were exhausted, and introduced to make the 10-digit area code mandatory in the region. As of the 30th of September 2017, 360 numbers in the area code 564 were assigned for existing numbers in the planned area. The area code 564 was implemented as a concentrated overlay for area 360, which includes the western state of Washington and the core cities of the Seattle-Tacoma metropolitan area. U-564 could not dive after an air raid and was escorted back to France after one day. The pill marked 564 on a white elliptical oval was identified as a metoprolol succinate with a prolonged release of 25 milligrams. As fuel ran out, the pilot decided to attack at 1645 and approached U-564. The plane suffered severe damage and returned to the base accompanied by U-185, which was sunk by another aircraft the next day. The rights of the workers and the number of workers who give up work are not in question at all. There is no right to be workers, and the number of workers who give up work is not challenging. Print vibrant colors and pop with individual ink cartridges that you can replace individually. With optional high-performance cartridges, up to 2.5 times more color can be printed per page. In this case, I remove the defendant from federal court so that the court may receive the relief for which I prayed and for which I pray. The government is the union of government and people. Whether a bill filed in a case alleging a particular fact requires the exercise of that power by the courts is not an open question. The proposal is sanctioned in its relation by the courts. The defendant's actions do not violate criminal law. It is not so volatile and transient handicaps that are a nuisance. In fact, in this case, the requested relief, which the court denied jurisdiction, is maintained. In the absence of evidence to the contrary, 24 hours' notice shall be deemed an appropriate period of notice. The power of a state to execute its laws at the same time and at the same place does not preclude others from not doing them at the same time. Information on EEAs that are no longer in force can be found on our EEA archives page. Subsequent HHS declarations have supported the use of EUAs on the basis of what should be described in the blue box. Anthrax and EUAs in 2016. The FDA's doxycycline emergency regulation and CDC's doxycycline emergency instructions were replaced by the need for doxycycline mass dispensed issued on July 21, 2011. This is all for today, friends. My name is Marion and this was episode 1356 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.
Podbot.ai